Be honest. Did you make it to church this morning? Or will last week's Easter worship service nourish and sustain you for the next month, or until Christmas, or even until next Easter? In this week's Pray Together podcast, we will consider how to expand our tables for the hungry and how to be fed by God more than just one special Sunday a year. I am Reverend Adam Burns. I am an ordained deacon in the North Alabama Conference, and I have been in ministry at Church of the Reconciler United Methodist Church for the last 12 years. Let us pray. O God, our bread, our milk, and our honey, in the resurrection of your Son, you have brought us to your table. Feed us with your plenty and enlarge our table for all the hungry. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Church of the Reconciler is a mission church dedicated to serving alongside people experiencing the devastating consequences of poverty in downtown Birmingham. Our community is chronically homeless, often active in addiction, unable to access medical or mental health care services, and without identification that would empower them to attain full-time employment. In this setting, you might think that I'm going to talk about how important it is for us to serve meals to people who experience real bodily hunger and food insecurity. But I'm not. Instead, I'm going to suggest we as faithful Christians and servants in our congregation's outreach ministries sometimes forget how to be fed by God's plenty and fail to understand why the table is being enlarged. We strive to serve a hot, homemade meal every Sunday after worship at Church of the Reconciler. Generous church groups throughout our conference and beyond bring delicious food that nourishes the bodies and satisfies the hunger of our community. However, many of these groups miss out on an opportunity to be fed themselves. Have you ever noticed how tempting it is to treat serving an outreach meal as a task needing to be accomplished, rather than an opportunity to be in community at the table? We encourage every group that serves the Sunday meal to bring enough food so that they can sit at the tables and talk and listen with our community members. And, although all groups bring more than enough food, most still do not come to the table to eat with our community. When we only come to serve through doing tasks, we reinforce hopelessness for vulnerable community members, that they have nothing to offer, that they aren't even worth getting to know. That's not what we want our service to convey, is it? After all, we admitted in our prayer that Jesus Christ's resurrection brings us all to God's table as equals. God shows no partiality. Therefore, we are no better than the people we serve free plates of food to. So, why don't we sit and eat with the people we serve? This is troubling because it creates a false spiritual hierarchy. The powerful servers versus the lowly served. But it's also troubling because it prevents us, faithful Christians and outreach servants, from truly receiving God's plenty. At Church of the Reconciler, we have discovered that building relationships across differences of race, socioeconomic status, and sexual orientation is one of the most nourishing spiritual practices that God offers. But in order to do that, you have to sit down at the table and eat with the community. Mutual relationships are not only spiritually nourishing, they are also the key factor in helping those who are struggling to move forward. When you talk with our community, you'll discover they have wisdom that will benefit you too. Here's an example of God's plentiful spiritual abundance you might be fed if you sit down at the tables at Church of the Reconciler. You might just sit down next to an interesting person with a powerful example of discipleship, like the community member I asked to join me on this podcast. Will you tell everyone your name and how you are connected to the ministries at Church of the Reconciler and how long you've been participating?
How y'all doing? My name is Rodney. I'm a homeless guy that's got the faith of God in his heart, that this church has played a lot of part in changing me for the best. I just thank God to be here.
Thanks for being here, Rodney. You told me last week a really great story. Will you share what happened between you and some other Church of the Reconciler community members a few years ago?
Well, Pastor Adam, a couple of years ago, I had a guy that, you know, we was friends, and I was, you know, I'm a licensed barber, and he used to, you know, get his hair cut by me. And we was, never had no problems, never had no words or anything. And he one day was drinking, and he just pulled his gun out on me. And I didn't really understand what was going on because we didn't have no words or nothing. So several months went by, and I kept trying to avoid him because I didn't, you know, want that to happen again. I didn't want to hurt him, and I didn't want to be hurt. So I was sitting at a park one day, and he pulled up, and I seen him, and I was like, wow, man, I sure don't feel like going through this. So when he came up, he really kind of asked me, could he shake my hands? And at that time, I really didn't want to shake nobody's hand because I still was in that crazy mindset. Mm-hmm. But he ended up throwing some coffee in my face, and he swung. And to make a long story short, altercation happened, and he went and got his brother, and another altercation happened. But he ended up in the midst of it. They ended up taking my car, and they left me out there on the streets, and I ended up having to call the police, you know, to get something done about it. And I got my car right back, but in the midst of it, the DA was trying to give him 20 years, and they was telling me I can give him 20 years, and then, you know, and we need you to come to court to testify. And they had the cameras from the store showing the whole, with everything that, you know, had happened. So basically, when I went there, I don't know, God got in my heart. He came out of my heart. He let me see something. Hey, man, this wasn't this guy. He had an alcohol problem. And, you know, alcohol have a different effect on people in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I went to court, you know. I guess I initially went there to get justice done. But in my heart said, I don't think he need to go to prison. I think he just needs some help. I don't think prison was going to be good for him. I don't think it was going to be a good teaching. So I was like, he need to go get him some help. And I told the jurors that, and he was looking at the 20 years, and they found him guilty of a lesser charge. And they end up giving him 5-year probation. But the moral of the story was, I didn't have no revenge toward him. And when the end came, he came to the barbershop I was working at. And I thought he was coming for some revenge. And he came in and told me he wanted to get a haircut. And he wanted to apologize to me for what had acquired between me and him. And I felt so compelled for him doing that we hugged and, you know, and everything, and everything was okay, man. He got a haircut, and he was happy. I mean, I guess both of us felt good to get that resentment off us, man. You know, we ain't had mm-hmm. to do no revenge. And being here at the Church of Reconcile has taught me a lot of things about myself, about changing and working on changing. So, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of this church, man.
Thanks, Rodney. What do you think it was that prevented you from being revengeful and petty and sending them to prison for 20 years?
I know it with my mind, because I change my mind all the time. It had to be my heart. Once my heart had started changing, that I have compassion for another human being. Mm-hmm. And I started seeing that, man, I don't think no man deserves to be locked up in no prison, in no behind no bars, man. I just don't believe that. But things happen in society, but I just didn't feel like he deserved that. Sure. And I thank God he had another way by not punishing him and showing that his grace and mercy is sufficient.
Well, again, thanks for sharing your story with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or to share?
Well, I just want to say I've been here going on, 14 years. I thank God, man, for meeting you, for being a part of this church, man. This church has changed my life. I mean, tremendously, man. It did a lot for me. And I hope that I'm playing a part in a lot of people's lives to not just say it, but for them to see the way I live. You know, because I want my words to line up with my doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And if people visit us here at Church of the Reconciler, what will they hear you say?
Welcome to the Church of the Reconciler. I don't care how many times you've been. That's my motto, is to find out where your spirit set is. Because if I can find out where your spirit set is, I can know how I can deal with you. Because we deal with a lot of personalities.
Right.
And then a lot of people, you know, when you tell them good morning and welcome to the Church of the Reconciler, they let me know where you at right at that moment. So. Mm-hmm.
When we sit at the table, we receive God's plenty through others. Others' life experiences, others' wisdom, others' journey with God and discipleship of Jesus. When we do not sit at the table, then we miss out on the spiritual food that connects and encourages us through relationships. We miss out on the fullness of God by not taking time to listen to others. I hope Rodney's story convinces us of the value of sitting at the table that you serve. I also hope that it's obvious by now why we are enlarging the table in the first place. We are not enlarging the table for people that need a plate of food. They have already sat down. Instead, we need bigger tables so that those serving, looking for spiritual food and connection to God can sit down and join the conversation. If the idea of sitting at the table with those you serve makes you uncomfortable, then consider these words influenced by the ministry of Peter. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, may we all work on removing the things in our lives that prevent us from sitting down at the table. What's preventing you? And may we yearn for the spiritual milk that will lead us further toward perfection. Rodney and I hope to see you at Church of the Reconciler very soon. We'll enlarge the table so that you can sit with us here, and together we'll grow into salvation. Rodney, will you pray us out?
Let us pray. Our God, our bread, our milk, our honey, in the resurrection of your Son, you have brought us to your table. Feed us with your plenty. Enlarge our table for all the hungry. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.